Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Big thanks to the professor. You've seen him all over the internet. Nick Harrison made us a soul version of the Beat Mix theme as requested by a listener. Did we lose Taryn? She's just grooving the whole time.
She literally doesn't know what to say. She's just so sex bomb.
I wanted to hear the chorus one more time.
All right.
Who is ready to beat Mix? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday, baby!
Friday, motherfucking Friday! Everybody's ready for the weekend,
It's Friday, gotta get down.
Let's go!
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
You better do it, Bryce Miller!
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party,
let's go!
Say good morning to our contestant. It is Juan from Maple Valley. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning.
Juan, were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do my man dirty like that.
That's what's up, Juan.
All right.
A man of integrity.
He's ready to rock, so you better get out of the studio, sir. For those who are playing...
Hold on. Is he out?
He's almost out. Okay, he's out.
Okay. Is he out of the Bruce Stadium?
Yeah.
He's all the way out.
Okay, I did listen to this.
Yes, Juan!
I love it. I love to play dirty. For those playing at home, Juan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
What does the S in ESPN stand for?
Sports.
Yes. Who gave us House of a Thousand Corpses and The Devil's Rejects?
Pass.
In a traditional deck of playing cards, which king is without a mustache?
The Hearts.
Yes. How many oceans touch Russia? What was that?
Two.
No, not two.
One.
No.
Pass.
On which reality TV show did Chris Daughtry compete?
Pass.
Which physicist and philosopher has a famous photo with his tongue out?
Hey, Albert Einstein.
Yes, Ron Howard played Richie on what TV show?
Happy Days.
Yes, in what decade did the Spanish Civil War begin?
30s.
Correct. In Britain, what kind of meat comes in rashers?
Bacon.
Yes, in the human body, what mineral is necessary to make hemoglobin?
Oh, man. Is that your pancreas?
No.
Pass.
How many oceans touch Russia?
3.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct, Juan.
Yeah.
What do we tell All Steve right. the truth, or do we...
No.
Okay, it's a secret, just between us.
We can't do Juan dirty like that.
No, we would never. Nigsy.
Yes.
Welcome back.
I saw the peanut gallery in here laughing quite a bit. What the hell's going on?
No idea.
Oh, great.
Are you ready?
I don't know now.
Okie dokie.
What does the S in ESPN stand for?
Sports.
Yeah. Who gave us House of a Thousand Corpses and the Devil's Rejects?
Rob Zombie.
He did. In a traditional deck of playing cards, which king is without a mustache?
That would be the King of Spades.
No.
The King of Hearts?
Yes. How many oceans touch Russia?
Two.
No.
One.
No.
Three.
Yes. On which reality TV show did Chris Daughtry compete?
Oh, he was on American Idol.
He was. Which physicist and philosopher has a famous photo with his tongue out?
Some philosopher. Hunter S. Thompson.
No.
I don't know. Isaac Newton.
No.
Einstein.
Yes. Ron Howard played Richie on what TV show?
Happy Days.
Yes. In which decade did the Spanish Civil War begin?
That would be the 50s.
No.
30s.
Yes. In Britain, what kind of meat comes in rashers?
Pork.
Yes, I'll take it. In the human body, what mineral is necessary to make hemoglobin?
Blood.
No.
Air.
No.
Water.
No. Steve Miggs, with time to spare, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct, and that is a victory.
Yes.
9-7. Sorry, Juan.
Oh, a rush.
One you didn't get right. In the human body, the mineral necessary to make hemoglobin is iron.
Iron.
Oh, yes. Are you taking your iron supplements?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Congratulations on your big victory. By the way, Juan did listen to the cheat sheet.
That bastard. Daily
Mix Show. So over the last couple days, we've been learning a lot about our kids, and it all started because my son Barrett had shared with me that he thinks that you, Steve Miggs, are the coolest adult out of all of my adult friends.
Debatable, but I'll take it.
Then we learned that Tatum thinks Danny is cooler than me, but what about Danny's daughter, Lily? Will she pick me or Migs?
Will Taryn finally be cool?
Probably not. We're going to find out for sure after Stone Temple Pilots. Over the past couple of days, we have been learning a lot about our dear children. And this all started because my son Barrett and I were having a conversation. I presented basically all of my adult friends and asked him who he thought was the coolest. And this is what he had to say.
But who did you say is your favorite grown-up that's mommy's friend?
Steve.
Yes.
Steve? What do you think is so cool about Steve?
Everything.
I don't know.
I'll take it. I don't care. It's still, and it inspired this great song. Steve is cool. That is pretty awesome.
So then you had to go home, of course, Steve, and ask your daughter Tatum who she think is the coolest between Danny and myself.
Who do you think from my show is the coolest?
Danny?
Why'd you pick Danny?
I don't know.
I love how they both have the same reasons.
Sounds like she's in a hostage situation, by the way. Danny, were you holding her hostage? Danny?
It was weird that Danny was over at our house when I had asked that question, which also inspired then this fine song.
But who did you say is your favorite girl?
I lost it. Never mind. Danny is cool.
Danny is cool.
Danny is cool.
So,
Danny. Danny is cool.
This is a story of a guy who likes pizza, the color orange, and Michelangelo. And I'm sorry, Taryn, I hate to break the news to you, but Tatum thinks Danny is cooler than you.
Feeling very defeated, guys. But with there's one more chance for me, one more little, like, little tiny glimmer of hope. Danny, you were going to check in with your daughter, Lily, to see who she would pick as the coolest, me or Steve Miggs.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I think so.
Who do you think she goes with?
She better pick me or I'm going to cry.
All right, Lily.
Yes?
Hey, I have a question for you.
What?
Out of the people that I work with at the radio station, so Taryn and Steve.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the coolest?
Taryn.
Yes!
She thought way too long about it.
She did.
What?
Yep.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for that reaction.
Yeah, I know, right?
He sounded very surprised. Not me, though.
What?
Yep.
How come Taryn's the coolest?
Because she's just the coolest. She understands girl stuff.
Oh, so it's because she's a girl.
All right, I'm okay with that. I don't understand girl stuff, so that seems like a very good reason why she. I think she had a reason other than I don't know. She actually had a reason. I was like, yes.
No, she's just cooler than Steve and you.
Wow, I wasn't even in the equation in this one. It was either Taryn or Steve.
And she just threw you under the bus.
Because why? Why not? Just Dad, you're not cool at all.
See, we're not at that point yet where our kids want to crap all over us.
All right, get ready. It's coming. Yeah.
Well, she's cooler than both of you.
Okay, who's the least cool one on our show?
To be honest, you.
Oh, that backfired, Danny.
I know.
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
I shouldn't have asked.
No.
Wow. So Steve ranks above me?
I mean, only because he's bald.
Like, are you getting like a sympathy vote because you're bald?
I don't know.
You would rather have a bald dad than a spiky haired dad?
Wait, this is just about who's cool. It's not about who do you want as your dad, Danny.
Now you're adopting Lily?
I was very upset that she chose, that she gave you, I don't know, presents over me.
I clearly don't understand girl stuff. I'm not adding another girl into the mix.
No, but it's just because he's bald and he reminds me of The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock from Timu.
From Timu?
See, Steve, you need to have a talk with your daughter about bullying adults because that's not cool. But I do like that she thinks I look like The Rock.
You said that your kids don't crap all over you yet. Well, mine can for all of them.
That's nice.
The Rock from Timu?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you smell what Steve is cooking or something? I don't know.
No.
Okay. Well, she picked you, Taryn. And since all of us got a song... Yeah.
It's now your turn.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Here we go.
Congratulations, Taryn. Somebody finally said you're cool.
Is this Sturgill Simpson?
Lily picked you over Steve and Danny. Even if she's a bullet to Steve.
Yep.
Taryn is cool. By default, it's just because you're a girl.
There you go. Congratulations.
Was there a gospel choir?
Yes.
That was amazing.
Singing kind of.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
There is a great chat happening on Reddit where a user asked, people above 40, how different are your 40s compared to your 30s?
Oh.
The replies are very interesting, so we must go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a great chat happening on Reddit where a user was asking people, if you're above 40, how different are your 40s compared to your 30s?
Oh, this is great.
The replies are all very interesting, so we must go straight to the comments.
And I feel like we could play them and hear them and see whether or not we agree or disagree. I know, like, Danny's point, oh, not 40 yet. Well,
you're not 40 anymore.
I'm not 40 yet either. I'm not even close to 40. Oh, yeah. I got all the time in the world.
I'm freshly 40.
I'm waiting for that Benjamin Button button so I could go backwards. So I figured who better to read these comments than a man who started a movie about being 40.
Paul Rudd.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it This Is 40?
This Is 40.
That was a great movie.
A fantastic movie.
So we have Robot Paul Rudd reading the comments from people talking about the differences between being 30 to turning 40. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If you get drunk, it takes twice as long to get back to yourself.
Yes.
I'm still in my 30s, so I don't know.
Oh, it's going to hit you.
That struggle, yeah.
It's coming for you, Danny.
It's going to happen. And when it does, it sucks. Dude, now it's like even if I have like one drink. All right, this is 50. When you don't have a drink, but you go do something sociable where you used to drink, and you're just hanging out with people, and then you go home, and then you wake up the next day, like, why am I hungover? I had water.
You had like a contact hangover?
Yes.
Sneeze and my back goes out. Getting old.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. I have injured myself sneezing. I've injured myself sleeping. It's so insane.
I do the independent wrestling thing where I'm getting thrown around all the time and I'll wake up the next day and I'm fine from that. But if I sneeze or if I like turn the wrong way while getting out of bed because my dog is laying on me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
This is 40 or 50.
Or 50.
Staying at home has become just as exciting as going out, sometimes more so.
Okay, we got to dime the three of us out because we were just talking about how excited we were that none of us had big plans this weekend because we could all stay home.
We are the three busiest people I know, so it's nice that we all get a little rest.
And to be fair, I said, I'm staying home, and then I was like, oh, wait a minute, I have to go to a stupid birthday party. I got instantly mad that I had to go to a birthday party.
Just do a quick flyby, touch and go, Danny, you'll be great.
Danny, you're not even 40 yet. You're turning out to be a great 40-year-old.
That's great.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
I nothing makes me happier when you get that text message from a friend. I love seeing all my friends. Like, it's no disrespect. Mm-hmm. But nothing makes me happier when they're like, hey, dude, I'm not able to make it, so we're going to have to rain check on this. I'm like, bummer. But at home, I'm like pumping my fist. Like, yes, I don't have to leave my house.
New aches and pains every day. Less and less patience tolerance for bullshit.
Yes.
That also.
I ain't got time for that.
No. Life is short.
I honestly truly have zero fucks to give. Like, it's gone, depleted. And I'm okay with that.
Dude, that is like one of the... Whenever anyone asks me, like, what is cool about getting old, which isn't very often, usually it's like, what isn't cool about getting old? Like, the aches, the pains, the feeling hungover, even if you hadn't had a lick of alcohol. The one thing I wish I could have had back in my 20s that I have now is just the fact that I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people get so worked up on social media about everybody's opinions. And when I see it, all I think is... Huh, that's a stupid opinion, but that's your opinion. I can move on because it doesn't really matter.
Just keep walking.
Right, like this doesn't impact me. I'm not going to go on social media and argue with you.
No.
And some people like try and be like, doesn't that anger you? I'm like, no, he just has a stupid opinion.
It's just Facebook.
He's not going to be able to do anything with that stupid opinion. It's just a stupid opinion.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, they're a pill for the biggest difference. Get it, biggest.
Oh, that's a Viagra joke, I believe.
Oh, biggest difference.
Good one.
Got us.
In my 30s, people still flirted with me. People still found me attractive. In the 40s, that stops. Boom. Nobody finds you attractive anymore.
Except for carnies.
I will say, I do remember the trip I made to Pullman where no one bought me a drink at the bar for the first time. And I was like, oh no, I've crossed over. I'm too old to be here.
Taryn, I think you missed what Danny just said. The carnies still find you attractive.
Oh,
yeah, just go to the Washington State Fair and you'll get all the drinks.
Very popular with the carnies, for sure.
See, if you're unattractive in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, you don't have to worry about that like me. So every year, every decade is just the same.
I think you're getting cute, better. Steve.
Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
Just wait, in a couple of years you won't.
In your 30s, you stop being young. In your 40s, you start being old.
All right, get off the pot.
I don't believe that at all. Still young and hip.
I do love when I see people on social media talking about like their time in their 40s and how like they think it's better than their time in their 30s, because I 1,000% agree. Like my 40s were way more fun, way more... way more fulfilling than my 30s. My 30s were just a mess. I was out of shape. I was not making good choices. And I feel like my 40s have just been the complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 1 year into my 40s, but I'm a big fan so far of this decade.
So far, so good. See, Danny, something to look forward to.
Oh, yay.
The midlife crisis is actually a real thing. Mine has materialized in a rekindled obsession with collecting action figures. It's been 30 years since I even thought about action figures. Now, I am constantly online purchasing action figures. My wife is thrilled, of course.
Oh, yeah. I'm buying a motorcycle.
That's what you're going to do?
Something. I don't know. Like, but I'm fully ready for the midlife crisis.
It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife fun time.
Thank you. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love to see your smiling faces for a holly jolly time that we're calling Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. We have Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and they're all going to be performing acoustically, which has never been done before. We're so excited about it. And if you want to upgrade your experience, get the Palace Law Premium Experience VIP style.
It's always a great time. You just never know what's going to happen in one of those experiences. Sometimes the band show up. They do even a more intimate performance. You just never know what's going to happen. So it's a good time.
You get premier reserved seating, early access into the venue. The backstage barbecue is always on fire. And you get a really cool commemorative laminate that you get to take home with you. Grab that opportunity. Get your tickets before they are gone at KISW.com. We know that many of you are waking up, you're moving through your morning, and you might be a little bit curious as to what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. So we've figured it all out, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Kiss legend Ace Frehley has passed away at the age of 74, the band's original spaceman and guitarist. This is an ABC News report on it.
All right, we have some sad news to pass along here. The founding member of Kiss has died. In a family statement, Ace's family is saying in part that they are reflecting on all of his incredible life achievements. His memory will continue to live on forever. His career spanned over 50 years. He formed the iconic rock band Kiss alongside Peter Criss, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons in the early 1970s. As lead guitarist, he took on a couple of personas. You might remember Space Ace. Later there was...
I always love when like these serious news people are trying to deliver a news report about something that I get the vibe she knows no idea who the hell Brit's been.
She's trying.
Yeah.
Space Man as well. Frehley was inducted into the Hall of Fame, or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Kiss in 2014. He was only 74 years old.
And I'm so glad I can... I'm sorry. Put that down. I'm glad I got to see Ace play with Kiss, which is going to date me. But
what year was that, Steve?
It might have been like 96 or 97. Like, we're talking about, I was in college, my buddy Josh and I, massive Kiss fans. We were so fired up. The band got back together with this is when they were unmasked or no makeup, and then they did that MTV Unplugged performance where they brought Peter and Ace up on stage, and then that went off so well, which everybody expected. Then they put the makeup back on and did their first of many reunion tours. And I remember we went to Albany, New York. We drove there. And we had face paint on.
Yes.
We were such dorks.
The way you do.
Yeah, we went there, and it was just like, looking back, that was the only time I got to see Kiss with Ace Frehley.
Oh my gosh. Who you said is your all-time favorite guitarist?
All-time favorite. Like, whenever we've had those conversations where it's like, hey, who would you have if you're putting together like a super group that you wanted to be in? My lead guitarist, even rhythm guitarist, I thought he wrote some really cool songs, but his lead, his solos were so great. It was always going to be Ace Frehley, because he just had such a cool, raw, sloppy sound to his guitar playing that I absolutely loved. And the tributes, like, it's been kind of crazy just seeing the band put out a statement, which I get. Like, you're waiting for the band to put out a statement, but there was one part that they were kind of getting slammed online for, because they said, "We're devastated by the passing of Ace. He was an essential and irreplaceable rock soldier during some of our most formative foundational chapters of the band." And a lot of people are like, irreplaceable, you replaced them four times. Yeah. And also, I don't know if you saw USA Today. They put on, they're like, Ace Frehley passed away, in the picture that they used.
No.
Was not Ace Frehley.
No.
It was Tommy Thayer, their most recent guitarist, with the Ace Frehley makeup. And I'm like, I get it. Like, it's still Ace's face paint, and you gotta almost cut somebody some slack, but at the end of the day, like, could you not make sure that it was Ace Frehley?
Maybe double check with someone in the department that knows the band or something like that.
I thought it was cool, though, that Rush, your favorite band, they were one of the first bands I saw online
putting out something, because I forgot that they toured with
Kiss. They toured together in 74 and 75, I want to say, and Rush gives them so much credit for helping launch their career because they gave them such an incredible platform and said that they were so kind to them, they were so fun to hang out with, and that the guys really broke down with Ace specifically because he was just goofy dude. Yeah, maybe a little bit of drugs, but they were just goofballs, and they loved to clown on each other and prank each other and just do goofy stuff, and there's just been some incredible tributes that have rolled out.
Ace has had some, it was just oddly enough the other day, like last month, myself, Thrill, and Miles were all massive Kiss fans, and we're all geeking out about Ace, because I got my Ace Frehley shirt on underneath.
Nice, looking good.
I know Miles was wearing his yesterday, we're all big fans, and we were just dying laughing, reminiscing on there was a movie called Phantom of the Park, which Kiss, it was about Kiss, and they were being, oddly enough, they were fighting off robot versions of Kiss. It's kind of like, it's like AI Kiss.
Oh boy.
And so, this movie's terrible.
Sounds like it.
It's so bad, but it's so bad it's good. And I'm sure you can find it online. You could definitely find clips of it on YouTube. If you want a good laugh, even if you're not a Kiss fan, watch this. But the best part is Ace is wasted throughout this entire movie. Like, he can't even speak. And he's so bad, at one point, they just couldn't even get him to be in the movie. So they said, screw it, just get another person, put the makeup on him, put the outfit on him, and have that person play Ace. Problem was, the other person they had, it was not a white guy.
Oh, God.
It's this black dude that they put the makeup on, and it's obvious. Like, I mean, it's not like the makeup covers your entire neck. Like, so it's like Ace has got a very dark complexion in this movie, and we went back, Thrill, myself, and Miles to find it, and we were just in tears, like, oh my gosh, this guy was just... He was
trying so hard.
He was on another planet, that's for sure. No. So rest in peace, Ace, though. I mean, one of my all-time favorites. And it's been cool seeing, like, Mike McCready and Maynard James Keenan and a bunch. Tom Morello, he wrote a great piece about him on social media as well.
Oh, absolutely. R.I.P.
Ace Frehley.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? The man has a very impressive 328 wins, 107 losses, and 95 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play the game called Beat Miggs at 850.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.